Once again, it's our privilege to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love, whom we honor, whom we worship, whom we preach. You remember what the Apostle Paul said? I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and who gave himself for me. Yes, he said, we are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And he said, God will have all men to be saved. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Well, God wants you to be saved. He wanted me to be saved. Many years before I really surrendered and received the Lord Jesus Christ, now I want to thank God that I'm rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God, and I can join with the apostle who said, therefore, being justified by faith, I have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In Colossians 1:20, we read that the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary made peace through the blood of his cross. Now this is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R. We've had the privilege of using the radio for 30 years and 9 months. Yeah, more than that, a little more than that, to send out the glorious gospel of the grace of God. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Read that wonderful story from Romans 10:10 to 10:15. Wonderful story. Then see whether you have beautiful feet or not. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace. Peace is a beautiful word. I love those three words in the salutations of Paul. Grace, mercy, and peace. The law was given by Moses. Grace came by Jesus Christ. Yes, and God's wrath. We're saved from God's wrath by God's mercy. And you'll either have the mercy of God or the wrath of God. And then, notice there, he said, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And you'll either have the wrath of God or the peace of God. And remember that the law worketh wrath. When Moses was on Mount Sinai getting the law, that law worked wrath when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross. He made peace through the blood of his cross. The only place you can find peace is where you find righteousness and redemption and regeneration and eternal life. And that's at the cross of Calvary. Life begins at Calvary, where Jesus died for sin. Until you come to Calvary, your life will not begin. The life received at Calvary will never, never end. So come to Christ at Calvary. He's still the sinner's friend. Now we have that little poem in a chorus in music with several others. If you write in, we'd be very glad to send you a copy of it. Just ask for the 4-page chorus leaflet. Writing to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago. I've also published about 155 books. I think we have about half of them still on hand, several hundred thousand books, and we're sending them out all over the United States. And if you're interested in them, if you send the postage, we'll send you 2 or 3 samples, then you can look them over. We have a book of charts, a set of charts, showing the complete outline of the Bible and then the detailed explanation. And give you a bird's eye view of the Bible. And as I said to some of my friends, I said, in 5 hours, with this chart, you can learn much of what it took me more than 50 years to learn. So if you'd like to get a copy of these, just write in to 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. Now, you know, every Christmas, they recite that scripture, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Peace on earth. Well, during my lifetime, we had the Spanish-American War. We had the World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, and then they've had the war over in Indochina, and they had war between Russia and Japan and China, and there's wars, wars, rumors of war. Where is the peace? Well, ask the politicians today and the statesmen. We're spending over $1 million a day way over in the Far East because we're afraid of war. Doesn't look like peace on earth, goodwill toward men. What's the matter? Well, remember, my dear friend, God's not responsible for our misunderstanding. When we read, when peace will be on earth, it is prophesied in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. There we read, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, because he shall sit on the throne of David. My dear friends, before there'll be peace on this earth, four great changes, radical changes, must take place. The church will be in glory, the body of Christ. The nation Israel will be in their own land. Satan will be in the bottomless pit. Jesus Christ will be on the throne of David. I'll give you a guarantee, because we have a sure more word of prophecy. I'll give you a guarantee and tell you, if you're going to heaven, I'll tell you when you get there. I said, I told you so. That you'll never have peace on this earth as long as Jesus Christ is far above in heaven as the head of the church, which is his body. Peace must be when the Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne of David. You remember, before they give that Christmas message in Luke 2, why don't they give the rest of it in Luke 1, 27 to 33? That the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then peace on earth, goodwill toward men. For Jesus Christ was born to take the throne of David and to reign over the house of Jacob forever. Why does God say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Peace isn't going to begin at Washington or London or Paris or any other capital. Peace is going to begin at Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the kingdom nation did not receive their king and prince. They rejected him. And did you ever read what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke 12, 47 to 52? He said, do you think that I came to bring peace on this earth? No. I came to bring division. There will be two in one family against three. There was division. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ was not going then to the throne of David to be crowned with many diadems as he's going someday when he comes back. But he was going to the cross of Calvary to be crowned with a crown of thorns. And when he was in the shadow of the cross, he said, now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world cast out. That was Satan. And he said, I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, signifying what death he should die. For this cause came I unto this hour. That was lowly Jesus, meek and mild, riding on the foal of an ass. And then he went to the cross of Calvary, and there he made peace. And right before he left to go to the cross, he said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. What did the Lord promise to his disciples? Just exactly what we'll get today if we're faithful and true. We have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. We can say, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But I wonder how many of us can join with the Apostle Paul, who said, rather will I glory in my infirmities, in my necessities, in my tribulations, in my persecution. Do you glory in them for Christ's sake? All who will live godly in Christ Jesus must suffer persecution. But I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. But in the midst of all the turmoil and disaster, even on the battlefield, our poor boys that go out to fight in blood and sweat, they can be conscious of the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Well, it's one thing to know that Jesus Christ made peace by dying on the cross, and another thing to know that he will bring peace to this earth when he becomes the Prince of Peace on the throne of David. I have a poem here I wrote, and if you'd like to get this poem, you can send, and the message that we're giving, very much the same message is in it. It's entitled, The Prince of Peace is Coming. Now, when you think of this, remember Luke 2, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. Then remember what Christ said some years later when he said, I did not come to bring peace to this earth. I came to bring division. And we have that division today. And you know the condition of this world today, my dear friends. There's no millennium here now. And there'll not be a millennium here as long as the body of Christ is here and Christ is at God's right hand as the head of the body. He must come back and be the King of Kings and be the Prince of Peace and take the throne of David. The Prince of Peace is coming. God has a kingdom plan. As King and Judge, Christ's coming. Christ the Son of Man. The whole creation's groaning. Creatures strive and rage. God's own word assures us of the coming golden age. The coming King of Glory will make all wars to cease. Instead of strife and violence, he'll bring a reign of peace. The Lord will save his nation, restore and heal and bless. In the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of world's distress, there'll be great signs in heaven, great sorrows here on earth, war and tribulation and pestilence and dearth. The man of sin deceiving with miracle and sign will rule with mighty power, will be worshipped as divine. With the other beast of Satan in political control, it will be his mark, our vengeance for every living soul. At this time of tribulation to this earth with all its woes, the Lord will come in judgment and conquer all his foes. And then the King of Glory shall begin his earthly reign. We have the words of Jesus, I'll go and come again. Peace and plenty is God's promise. This reign of Christ will bring no war, no want, no sorrow when Jesus reigns as King. It will mean to miss earth's sorrow in the coming day of wrath. How blessed then believers who choose God's righteous path. Oh, what bliss eternal for sinners saved by grace. No death, no sin, no sickness when we behold his face. Above with Christ the Savior where joy shall never cease. This the great salvation is the gospel of in the gospel of his peace. Because the Lord of glory went to Calvary's tree, because he suffered there for sinners, he died for you and me. Christ's death is unavailing and his sacrifice for naught. If you reject God's mercy, the redemption Christ has wrought, then why despise God's goodness and choose eternal grief? Why neglect the great salvation and die in unbelief? Won't you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Now remember, this is Pastor J.C. O'Hare.